star in the CFL, most outstanding Canadian in 2019, Argo linebacker, Enoch Mwamba is joining us. Enoch, thanks so much for being on the show today, my friend.
Thank you for having me, man. Man, I'm excited, man. How excited are you? How was this football weekend?
I had a cigarette. Like, last night afterwards, I was just like, I need to have a cigarette. Like, it was incredible, fantastic, orgasmic, everything in between. Actually, I'm curious. Let's start here with you. As a linebacker, what game did you enjoy more? San Fran and Green Bay or Bills and Kansas City?
It's so hard to say, man, because literally, I mean, I'm talking about as a linebacker, as a fan, I watched every game, and after each game, I said, nope, this was the best game of the weekend. Nope, this was the best game, and all the way until the end. And if you were to ask me that question, to answer the question, I think it was the very last game, obviously, because of everything, the highs, the lows, and everything that happened, and you thought the game was over, but it really wasn't, and it kept on going and going. So I would say the Kansas City game was the best one, but all of them were amazing.
Oh, yeah. No, they were. Okay, even you, as a linebacker, okay, then let's start with the big one. What did Buffalo do wrong on that two-play drive? Kansas City was able to move it like 40, 50 yards in 12.8 seconds for the game-tying field goal. What did they, just through the eyes of a linebacker, what should they have done differently?
That's a great question. And it's always been a big dilemma. At the end of the game, you have the lead. What do you do? And it's a defensive play that a lot, and every team has on their playbook. It's called prevent defense, right? But I've had a coach earlier on in my career who always used to say, look, I don't play prevent defense. And if we get in a situation where we're up one, we're up three, or we're up 20, and we got to get on the field, we are going to play defense. He always used to say, prevent defense only prevents you from winning. And that is the biggest thing that happened at the end of that game for the Bills. And the other thing as well, I would say, is I feel like the defensive coordinator for the Buffalo Bills actually lost faith in his guys on defense, right? And again, that's one of the reasons why he wanted to play prevent defense. Now, look, what happened previously, right before then, Tyreek Hill just took over the game for the Kansas City Chiefs. But what he did was he beat a cover two-man, which is where your man-to-man down low with two guys up top, safeties, that are going to just cover you if any mistake happens. Tyreek, obviously, with his speed, he was able to outrun every single angle, including the safety. I feel like the defensive coordinator should have called the same play, the same call. Although he wasn't successful the previous time, he should have had a little bit more faith in his defense, in his guys, and just call that. And look, if they catch the ball within the first 10 yards, that's fine. Let's tackle and play another down. But they all backed up. And like I said, I don't think he trusted his defense.
It was an incredible game. And you know what I don't want to do? Actually, I don't want to even do the blame game because these games were so good. I just wanted to sort of appreciate for them in the moment. How tough would that Buffalo Bills locker room be afterwards? As you know, you've been on both ends of winning and losing, Enoch. How tough is that locker room after a game like that?
It's complete agony. It's excruciating pain that you feel in your heart. And I mean, let's be honest. Any loss going forward, starting last week, they're all going to be hard, right? But this one felt like it was hard twice as much as anybody that's going to lose in the next few weeks going forward, just because of the fact that they had it in their hands. They had it in their hands. Their quarterback played a game that you can only dream of. The offense showed up. Defense played as well as they could against an MVP level type quarterback, and you had the game in your hands in a hostile environment. I promise you this, Matt, all of the Buffalo Bills are waking up today, pinching themselves, asking themselves that question. Did last night really happen? And unfortunately, the reality is it did happen.
Moving over to maybe the other most compelling game, we'll try to get to all of them in this conversation. We're joined by three-time All-Star Enoch Mwamba from the Toronto Argonauts. If you are a if you are a Green Bay Packer defensive player, how are you feeling this morning?
You're mad. You're really mad. You know, and at the end of the day, I always say this, like, at the end of the day, whoever you bring on your team, you know who they are, but they have to be who they are consistently from the beginning until the end of the season. If you're on defense, you know that you have to hold your own, because who you have on offense is a proven guy, a quarterback that's done it, that's been there, and you expect him to be who he is or who he's been in that particular game on that particular day. And my perspective is, I don't think that Aaron Rodgers played his best game, and I think he said that in multiple interviews after the game as well. And he didn't show up. And for a defense to play the way that they did, special teams to flop the way that they did, and Aaron Rodgers, again, like I said, you got to remember this, Matt. If you're a quarterback, everything starts and ends with you. And as a defensive player, we know it. We understand it, and we accept it. We have to do the dirty work. And we have to live with the fact that offense gets all the praise. The quarterback will get all the praise, even when it's a defense that shows up. But at the end of the day, if they don't show up, if the offense doesn't show up, to me, at least to me, you have to point the finger, and he has to know that was his mistake. There's no way around this time.
Yeah, and the one play that stood out, and I talked about in the opening segment, we go back to, you know, when Green Bay got the punt block, when San Fran blocked the punt, got the touchdown, tied it at 10. Two plays earlier, Josh Norman, who hasn't played a lot, is not a very good corner anymore, he's on the field, and he's one-on-one with Devonta Adams. Rodgers misses that throw. Third down, Rodgers gets sacked. Then the block punt touchdown. Like, that way, if I could isolate one play that stood out about Aaron Rodgers and just the bad game he had, it was that play.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the truth is, it was throughout the game. This is Aaron Rodgers, the bad man that everybody knows who he is. And he didn't show up. Let's be honest. He did not show up. I don't care what the weather was like at Lambeau. It's been worse weather, and he's put up way more points than just 10. And he didn't. He did not show up. He didn't do his job. And I could care less really about what happened on special teams. Yes, they didn't do their job. They didn't do a good enough job in order to give themselves a chance. But at the end of the day, you're Aaron Rodgers. You've been at Lambeau Field forever. You should have been putting up way more points than you did last night. And to be honest with you, another thing, Matt, I think that there's too many things that happen in that game, and too many times we do not allow the quarterback to take the blame. To me, Aaron Rodgers has to take all of this in, and this is his fault. And I don't mean to point the finger, but that's just the reality.
Oh, yeah. No, he had a bad game. The offense had a bad game. It starts with the MVP. He wasn't able to adjust. And tons of credit to San Fran and their pass rush and their defense. But if you're the MVP at home, you got to generate more than, you know, than 10 points. The grass is not always greener, as we talk about it. I'm curious. If you're Aaron Rodgers, why do you leave? Like, 13 wins 3 years in a row, number one seed 2 years in a row, a lot of talent, and also this division is weak. You go to Vegas or Denver, well, now you got a division with Mahomes and Justin Herbert. Like, if I'm Aaron Rodgers, you could talk about thinking about it. I'd be very careful about leaving.
You're absolutely right. You know, there's a certain level of comfort that you have when, you know, you stay within the same building and you, you know, play with the same guys and you deal with the same management, you deal with, you know, the same coaches. There's a level of confidence and a level of comfort that, you know, comes with that. But after some time and you get into games like these and it's almost a similar way that your seasons continue to end, you start to scratch your head and you wonder, like, is there better? And can I experience anything other than just this? And to me, at least, and even management, I would start the conversation and say, hey, what do you think about a possible trade?
I just careful. This one, and I get it, and sometimes, you know, you have to move on. I would just say be careful what you wish for because, you know, suddenly you could end up in a much worse situation. Hey, we talked before about prevent defense and how it can prevent victories. What are your thoughts on the on that final blitz call in the Rams-Bucks game? And the Rams, they did everything to give that game up, but they win 30-27. but that the blitz where the Rams sent six, or sorry, the Buccaneers sent six, and that led to like the 40-yard completion to Cooper Kupp. What were your thoughts on that defensive call?
I mean, it's a gamble, you know, at the end of the game. Again, it comes back to trust that the defensive coordinator has on the players. And one of the reasons why he dialed up the pressure is because he wanted to put pressure on the quarterback, obviously. And what you do then is you're giving a guy like Cooper Kupp a one-on-one. And if your quarterback is smart enough to feel and feel the pressure, and when it's a plus-one blitz like the way that it was, as long as he's able to identify and buy himself a couple more seconds, at this level, at this high level of play, it's so hard to ask of a defender to guard a receiver in an open field the way that it is. There's so many things that could possibly happen, and he was in the slot. So he could have ran anything, any potential route. And so Stafford, kudos to him. He was able to identify the extra guy and take the hit, be brave enough and courageous enough to understand exactly where the free rusher was going to be, and puts the ball exactly right where it needed to be for Cooper Kupp.
It was a hell of a throw. And by the way, like, at what point in that game were you thinking, oh, Brady's going to do it? It's 27-3, and then suddenly the fumbles, the punts, the mistakes, and you look up and it's tied at 27. How were you feeling late in that game?
That's exactly what I was doing. I was just looking at the clock, looking at the point differential. And I was wondering to myself, is he going to do it? Is he going to do it? Now, you got to remember, when I was with the Indianapolis Colts, I was on the wrong side of the plate gate. But I've had the opportunity and, you know, the privilege to play against the Tom Brady back when he was still with the New England Patriots. And I'll tell you what, it's hard to play against a guy of that caliber. But once you get to a place in a situation where you got him where you want him, you have to execute. You have got to execute. And they just didn't do that. We have a group chat with a bunch of my roommates from university, and that's exactly what happened. When it was happening and there was a little bit of time left in the clock and the mistakes were starting to happen on by the Rams, they were saying, hey, guys, I think Brady's coming. And we have a saying usually when a game is about to be done, the fat lady's about to sing. And we usually talk about she's getting ready, she's getting ready. And somebody says she's getting ready, but I was like, I don't know. She hasn't. She's not listening. Tom Brady is not listening to what she's saying right now. And it wasn't over yet. When you're playing against Tom Brady, the game is never, ever over. He has such poise. He's so calm. He has ice in his vein, and he's been through this for, what, a 22-year career. Nothing fazes him.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? I forgot that. Yeah, you would have faced off against him. What was the week like? Just being in the film study. What was the week like as a defensive player leading up to a game against Tom Brady?
It's by far the hardest week to prepare. Absolutely the hardest. And you got to remember the Colts have the rivalry with the Patriots for years. And you know it's one of those games. It's not a playoff game, but whenever it's ever scheduled, it feels like a playoff game because of the history that it has. And so, you know, Peyton Manning wasn't in the building anymore. It was Andrew Luck that was our quarterback, but it didn't matter. That game was the most important game. And when you came to prepare, I mean, you could sense it from the coaches. You can sense it in the city. You can sense it by the veterans that were in the locker room. And it was an important game. And we played them once in the season, in the regular season, as well as obviously as the slate game, playoff game. That we should have won, by the way. But, you know, it was hard to prepare for just because, again, you're playing Belichick, you're playing Brady. They don't make mistakes, and you just try to pick up. There's so many things. Once they cross the 30-yard line, you got to be aware of certain plays. And once they cross the 40-yard line, you got to be aware of certain plays. When they're in your side of the field, you got to be aware of certain plays. They're just so well coached. And again, Tom Brady does not make mistakes, and you know, obviously, this is the reason why he has such a successful career. But it's definitely one of the most difficult weeks, if not the most difficult weeks that you have to spend preparing mentally, physically, and then you have to go out there and actually execute. It's extremely difficult to play against a Tom Brady team.
You think he comes back next year?
I think he comes back. I think he comes back, and it's a question that was asked to me as well in the same group chat. I think that he comes back for the simple fact that, to me, and I don't know, you tell me, correct me if I'm wrong, actually, Matt, I didn't see a drop-off in his talent. I didn't see him struggling to move. In fact, I even saw him running a little bit. If I'm not mistaken, I think he had one of his best rushing career seasons that he's had in a long time. I mean, the guy doesn't look like he's lost a step. And again,
no.
As a quarterback, you don't have to run fast, but he's extremely accurate. There's still zip in his throws. He makes the right decisions. What more do you want? It's his decision. I think he comes back. I think he should come back. And for the betterment of the team, like I said, I hate the Patriots. I can't stand Tom Brady, but I have a lot of respect for him.
He led the NFL in passing yards. He was one of the top in touchdowns. Yes, he absolutely has not lost a step. He could come back next year if he does indeed want to. Hey, Enoch, really appreciate. Hopefully, let's make sure we get you on next Monday, and we'll talk about the NFC-AFC championship games. There's no way they can be as good as what we saw this past weekend and what we saw last night. I'm good if it's 75%.
I don't think it will be, but if it is, Matt,
wow.
We might have to, everyone just has to take a day off for the following day.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm looking at it here. There's now a lot of snow coming down. Everyone should take the day off. In fact, if you don't have to be at work, be at home. Hey, Enoch, all the best, my man. And again, I forgot to mention last time, for people out there, if you want to get tickets and stuff for next season, Argonauts.ca, easiest spot to go. And we will chat soon, my friend.
Absolutely. All right. See you next week, Matt.
Take care. That is 3-time CFL All-Star, 2019 Most Outstanding Canadian, Enoch Mwah.